Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, Seniors Night last weekend couldn't have gone any better for Kat Grafman and Grace Holdeman at Lighthouse Christian Academy. A 30-point blowout win over Columbus Christian. Grace again, 33 points. And how about a new career-high 18 steals? And her beat continues to go on and on and on. Scoring average over 32-plus. A winning season for Mark May's Alliance, who closed the regular campaign Monday night and now will get ready for the upcoming postseason, which starts February the 6th. 16th. Grace and junior teammate Jessica Fix, Coach May, joined us recently on Sports Talk at Yogi's, and I asked Grace then, was there even an inkling that...
I knew at the beginning of the year, because we went IHSAA, that meant that we lost several of the starters from last year that we weren't expecting to lose. So I realized that coming into this year, I was going to have to step it up or... You know, we weren't going to score points. So the first game, I think I scored maybe 16 points, and we pulled out a win. But then after that, I just started kind of stepping it up. And, I mean, I never would have imagined I even could have scored 30 points in a game. Just did what we had to do.
I mean, that is a staggering stat, obviously. But so are the other ones. That you're complementing your game well. You're averaging almost 7 boards and 6 steals. Talk about those two aspects.
Just long rebounds happened to get. I think just because I've played longer than, you know, a lot of the other girls on our team, and just that experience helps me kind of, you know, see the ball before the opponent passes it and before it comes off the rim. Mm-hmm. So that helps me to get, like, those rebounds and steals. We just have a lot of girls who are really, really hard workers, but just don't have a lot of experience. And so that's one thing, yeah, that we've been lacking this year. But
Lighthouse Christian senior guard Grace Holdeman wish her, Coach May, and the Lions the best in the upcoming South Region in the Christian Estate Tournament. I'm Joe Smith.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, you know, it's great to have success stories unfold as the stakes get higher with our high school kids. You know, we laid out earlier today LCA senior guard Grace Holdeman and the job she's done her senior year. How about senior wrestler Blake Webb of South, who upped his record to 36-4 and 145 pounds, winning his first regional last weekend, and now is a 4-time semi-state qualifier for the upcoming action Saturday down in Evansville. A 2016 New Way National All-American, as well as an AAU All-American. Blake epitomizes a guy who has matured. This 145-pound class that he's in, well, it's not the easiest, and he's won 36 times and counting.
Yeah, I think every weight class has some tough kids in it, but I think the way that we practice, we can compete with anybody. And I think that I came into the season pretty strong because of my off-season. I wrestled a lot of matches over the summer, so it kind of prepared me for this year, and I came in ready to go.
Tell me about the New Way National. I mean, you are a New Way National All-American, so tell me about that competition.
A summer tournament up in Michigan. I went, wrestled 140, I believe, and I ended up winning the tournament, so that was a good one for me to win.
Technique-wise, how much did you work on technique this year, getting ready at 45? What are you trying to perfect or work on to get better?
I'd say that I'm working on my neutral moves on my feet, just hitting drills extra hard, make sure that I got them down, so that in a match, it works out for me.
Well, that is senior Blake Webb of South, and it has worked out for him to date. He, along with Noah Hunt, Derek Blueball, Harley Hillenberg, won regional titles for Mike Runyon, as did South as a team for a 5th straight year. That quartet, plus 6 others, now getting ready for the semi-state Saturday. We wish him well. I'm Joe Smith.